Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. I help coaches compartmentalize their massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling 2 7-figure companies in the coaching space, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes to help you execute on your massive vision. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the podcast. So I'm going to get into some juicy details for how I've been able to scale 3 programs to 7 figures now. Not 3 businesses, but 3 programs to 7 figures. But before we get into that and I share my philosophies and support you guys with crafting your own offer and scaling it, I want to give you guys some life updates because I feel like I don't do that on here. And you guys are like pod fam. I know that there's plenty of you guys who listen to episode after episode. And so I'm just going to give you guys some life updates, throw them at you. The first one, guys, so much exciting stuff is going on right now. I have lived in my place in San Diego for 2.5 years and I've been in San Diego for 7 years. And I decided this last month that I'm going to be moving in with my partner, Mikhail, in Carlsbad, which I'm so excited about. It's only about 35 minutes away, but we basically wanted to have a home base together so we could just spend more time traveling. And that also leads me to letting you guys know that we put an offer in on a place in Tulum, which is just so on brand for us. If you know us, like, we go to Tulum 2-3 times a year. We've already been 5 times in the last year and a half. And every time we go, we just spend so much money on Airbnbs that we were like, wait, why don't we just put that money into a down payment for our property here? And then we could literally make it an investment property and a vacation property. So we'll be Airbnb-ing it. We'll be doing all the fun stuff. And we're so, so excited to actually spend more time traveling. I've had a lot more time back in the business and the business has just been growing and scaling and clients have just been crushing it. And I'm like, okay, it's time to start doing some travel. Like, my soul's been calling me to travel. So that is what we are doing. So those are just a few little life updates, guys. That's all the fun stuff that's happening in my life. Let's jump into the episode. Let's talk a little bit about why I personally believe you guys should be crafting a one-to-one signature offer as a coach as your first offer. So let's just talk about this, okay? I know that there are a million different coaches out there. There are so many business coaches. There are people shoving their strategies down your throat saying it is the best strategy on the planet. And, you know, everyone's entitled to their own beliefs, right? Well, I am going to share my opinions and my thoughts with you guys based off of the way that I've scaled my own business and based off of the way that I've helped a lot of my clients scale their businesses. I've also just seen it work really, really well and make a massive impact. And so if you're somebody who wants to make a massive impact, this might be really, really supportive for you. And, you know, also just take this with a grain of salt. I think it's really important to use your own discernment or have your own discernment. Different personalities, different people, different coaches, they like to scale their business differently. And there's no one business model that works, quote unquote, the best. It's going to be what works the best for you. Just like a diet that somebody could stick to is kind of the same with your business, right? There's going to be a business model that you also want to stick to. And there's different kinds of business models. So just keep that in mind. But after the last 6 years of being in business, I sat down, like I said earlier, did my end of quarter financials, and I looked at finances at the end of the month in July. And I had realized that our program, the mastermind program, had brought in 7 figures officially. So that is my 3rd program now that has brought in 7 figures. And I want to basically just break down to you guys today why I think as a coach, if you are looking to make a massive impact and you want to have a really successful business, why scaling one-to-one coaching as your first offer is one of the best things that you can do. So really quickly, I just want to give y'all a breakdown of the 3 offers that I've been able to scale to 7 figures. And I pretty much used the exact same model for all 3 of these programs to build them up, make them amazing, get incredible results, and then ultimately scale them. So the first one was my fitness coaching company's program, Transform for Life. So this was the first program that I had for fitness coaching. And it's so crazy because I had no idea what the heck I was doing when I got into this. I had a girl reach out to me and she just wanted to be coached by me. And I had no framework. I had nothing, literally. And I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to coach you one-on-one, really high touch point, and I'm going to build a framework with you as I go. And as I worked with that client, I ended up building a framework with her and started to get really, really clear on, you know, what my ideal client was really struggling with. What actually moved her into making decisions? What actually did she need? And what was the means to an end that she was looking for from me? And so when I first started fitness coaching, I loved starting off with a one-on-one offer and a high touch point offer because it gave me so much feedback about how I was really going to make a change and how I was going to make an impact in the industry. And it helped me build out a framework. And so I basically started that offer back in 2017. And by 2020, I had already collected about 7 figures, or I had just had collected seven figures in that program itself. So I'm not going to go into the details of how I scaled it just yet. I just want to give you guys the insight on the actual programs. Then I had a high demand to start business coaching. And so I launched my first ever program for business coaching, which by the way, guys, if you didn't know this, it was called the Boss Bitch Intensive. We've definitely rebranded since then. And I scaled that program, and after I ran the first round of it, it was actually a group coaching program. I transitioned it into a more high touch point, kind of one-to-one hybrid group program, and it's now what we call our accelerator program. It's a 3-year program now, and after 2 years, that program itself has brought in over seven figures. That program is designed to help newer coaches or coaches who have been in mentorship before but are having trouble to scale to that first 10K month consistently and in a way that feels really good for them. So that's our accelerator program. And then we have our mastermind program. So our mastermind program is designed to help coaches really build a brand, emphasize their brand, and scale to multi six to seven figures in the coaching space. And that program is the program that just recently brought in seven figures collected. So these are the three programs that I've built. And these are the three programs that I've been able to scale. And the way that I built each one of these programs is pretty gnarly. I basically had a demand to start coaching. So whether you have people reaching out to you asking the same questions, or whether you feel really excited to serve a certain niche because that's just what's in you, I can't express enough how starting off with a more one-to-one high touch point program is so impactful, because with each of these programs, essentially what happened is I got to really understand the ideal client for each of these programs. I got to really understand what their pain points were, and I got to really understand why I was the best person to help them based off of bringing them into the program, serving and supporting them, and kind of molding the program to what their needs were as I was going along. And so what was really cool is each of these programs, I essentially was able to create a framework for. And so this framework is what we teach inside of our accelerator and our mastermind program, is called a unique mechanism. So I basically built these mechanisms for this program up, where I created this framework where it was really easy to see how I was getting people results. And so I got to really understand who my ideal client was. And because I not only had this framework that I was more confident in, and I understood who my ideal client was, it made it a lot easier for me to sell this program. And so for all of my programs, essentially what happened was that within the first year, I was really just building the framework. I was getting really good at selling it. And I continued to just sell that one-to-one higher ticket program. And for me personally, like, I want to make massive impact. I want to go there with people, right? And I find what a lot of people do is they'll spread themselves thin. They'll start creating downsells because they're not able to sell people. But my conviction and my offer was like, no, you don't get it. Like, you need this one-to-one. You need high-level touch point. Like, I won't stand for giving you half of a transformation when I know that you are fully capable of having the full transformation. And I was so convicted in my offer because I saw what it did for people. I saw what the framework did for people. And I was like, no, like, I need to be able to convey this value to people in a way where they see that they need this high-level one-to-one and they need these touch points. And so as I started bringing in more people, I was getting feedback. I was consistent with the framework. I was building the framework to where eventually I got so good at marketing and selling these programs that I ended up needing to make hires. And so when you really understand the ideal client that you work with, and when you really understand the framework that you've built, and you understand how to market and sell it, and you're more confident in it, right? You're getting people results, you have more social proof, all these things kind of start to come together to where the marketing and the selling aspect make it really easy, but then also the hiring process makes it pretty easy as well. Because what's really cool is when you've built a framework and now you have this high demand to serve people, right? You have a lot of people coming in the door. You have maybe 40, 50, 60 clients. Well, now your capacity is full, right? And so when you have a framework, it's so much easier for you to use that framework to actually train staff members. And so with Transform for Life, my fitness coaching program, which we rebranded to the Mindset Metabolic Makeover in 2022, I scaled that business up to the first year I made, I think, 290K. And then the second year I had brought in just a little bit under 700K. And then the following years when I hit over the seven figure mark for that program, I started bringing in assistant coaches. And had I not brought in assistant coaches and staff that could maintain the integrity of the one-on-one that I had built, it would have been really hard for me to scale. Because for me to have collected seven figures in that business, it was going to be really hard for me to do that by myself. There's no way I could have maintained the integrity of the program or the framework without having other coaches come in. And so what was really cool was I started collecting more, I started having more clients in the door, but then I also was able to easily make a hire and teach them the framework for the program that I had built. And so it was so cool because now we had this team vibe and we had these amazing coaches and I knew exactly who to hire, how to hire them, and how to teach them the framework to serve our clients so that we could continue to bring in more one-on-one fitness coaching clients. And so that's how I was able to scale up the fitness coaching business. And then with business coaching, it was really similar. There was this awesome natural ascension because I got really clear on who my one-on-one ideal client was, like specifically who I wanted to help, what it took to sell them into my program, and what exactly they were looking for. And then I built a framework around it. And over time, I was getting clients such amazing results that it actually demanded for me to create the mastermind. And I had already scaled my own online health and fitness coaching business to 7 figures. So it just kind of made sense for me to teach other coaches how to do that as well. And so basically people started finishing the accelerator and they were like, what's next? And I was like, well, shit, I guess I gotta make another program. And I naturally just fell into creating the mastermind. And so at this point I had my fitness program pretty much completely outsourced and the community has just been amazing. And we have an amazing operator and amazing coaches on that staff. And then the accelerator, I decided, okay, if I'm going to go all in on the mastermind program, then I need to develop a staff that's going to be able to support the accelerator students. And so what's really cool is every single one of my signature programs, and I guess you could say the mastermind and accelerator are kind of both my signature programs for business coaching, because they basically have a really similar ideal client, or at least ascension of ideal client. Like you're coming in as a new coach, starting in our accelerator, and then you're scaling up to mastermind. We have plenty of people who come in that are just going straight to the mastermind level as well. But essentially when I started scaling up the mastermind, I knew that I was going to have to get staff on board for the accelerator. And so I actually have two amazing old mastermind students that are coaches inside of our accelerator program. And I'm still the face inside of the accelerator program, hopping on group calls, in the group chat, answering questions and all of those things as well. But I love that I'm able to have a staff to support them still one-to-one, because we have over 100 clients inside of our accelerator. There's no way I'd be able to support, you know, all the fitness coaching clients we have in our program, plus all the coaches inside of the accelerator, and then also the women inside of the mastermind program. Inside of the mastermind, I'm still full one-on-one. I'm having calls with the girls on a monthly basis. I'm doing the group calls. I'm in the Slack channel. That is all me right now, but eventually I'm sure I'll have more staff in place to support taking me out of some of that fulfillment, right? And so basically, the way that I've been able to craft my own programs and why I believe it's so important for you to have a one-on-one offer first is because you learn so much from those clients that first come in. And you're not just giving them partial transformation, you're giving them the full transformation. You're consistently getting feedback from them. You're developing frameworks. Those frameworks are what make it really easy for you to market. They make it really easy for you to sell. And then they make it really easy for you to eventually hire a staff. And so if you're wondering how I've been able to scale 3 programs to 7 figures, it's really this simple. I became obsessed with figuring out how to give the deepest transformation to somebody at a one-on-one level. I took all the feedback consistently and I built a framework from that feedback. Because I had a framework and I was getting people results, it was really easy for me to market. I was able to say, hey, this is exactly how I get you results. This is exactly what my offer is. This is the time frame that it should take you. And I literally did not stop. Like I would not sleep until I knew that I could sell this offer. I knew how impactful it was. I knew how much I was built to coach and do these specific things. And I was like, I'm going to make sure people see the value. I don't want to downsell. And that was the thing for me, is like, I had all these crazy ideas for different downsells and I still was reluctant to do them because I really wanted to give people the one-on-one transformation. And so all of my programs, I scaled to multiple 6 figures before I introduced downsells. I will say I did introduce downsells before I hit the 7-figure mark for all of my programs, which I'll talk to you guys about in just a second here. But essentially, I crafted that framework. I became really good at selling it. I became really good at marketing it, to where now I have funnels for each of these programs. This is for totally for a different episode, guys, because I could pop off on funnels. But I essentially built a funnel for each of these programs where people are coming in, they're getting nurtured by me, they know exactly what the offer is, and then they're buying straight into the high ticket offer. So I became really good at selling the high ticket offer first, to where I had gotten all of the testimonials, I've gotten a lot of the results and everything in those higher ticket programs, right? So that's where I started off for fitness and then also in our accelerator program. Now, you might be asking me like, okay, Ken, well, you have downsells. If you guys know my product suite, you know that I do have multiple offers, especially for business coaching. We just actually launched our 4th downsell offer last week and it was nuts. And this is why I'm going to tell you guys to wait to do a downsell. If you are doing a downsell because you're not making sales or because majority of your audience is a no, then you do not have an issue necessarily with needing to have a downsell because people can't afford it. You need to get better at understanding your offer, articulating your offer to your audience, and then learning how to sell it to your audience. Once you do that, yes, you're still going to get some no's, you're still going to get some financial objections, but it's more than likely you need to learn how to sell your high ticket first before you start looking at just trying to create all these downsells, right? Now, like I said, if you're somebody who's a huge visionary, you have all these ideas, you're a course creator, you want to just have a bunch of downsells, and by all means do that, but you still need to develop frameworks and you still need to know your ideal client, because if you can't sell high ticket, it does not mean you're going to be better at selling a downsell, just so you know, okay? That's really important to remember. And so for myself personally, this year in 2022, this last year was the first year where I actually introduced downsells into business coaching. And because I'd become really clear on my ideal client for our accelerator and mastermind and had gotten so many testimonials and so many results, my audience, you guys, were hot when I launched my first downsell back in 2022. I launched the Organic Growth Method, which is our organic content strategy course and the machine that helps you pump out hundreds of pieces of content in literally minutes. This course sold 50 people bought into this course within the first 2 days that I had it on sale, the first 2 days that I launched it, which is epic. And then when we had our second launch of 30 leads, 30 days, we had 40 women enroll into that month-long program. And then we just had the successful coach launch, which was epic. We had 31 people within the first 3 days of that launch. And we ended up finishing off, I think, with almost 40 people. So insane to see how when you really know your audience and you become so convicted in your offer and you sell that one-to-one offer, how it helps you not only get to know your ideal client, but it helps you build frameworks around them. It then allows for you to market and sell in a way that's so much easier and build funnels for it. And then whenever you go to sell a downsell, your audience is super hyped because they already know you get people these amazing transformations and you can kind of introduce them at maybe a different level. And so you might be wondering, like, okay, Ken, well, you have downsells, like, why wait to introduce one? Because, you know, I won't lie, like, I have a lot of people who come into our lower ticket offers that are $197, $97, $397. We have a $997 offer, right? And I do have a lot of people buy into those offers, which are phenomenal, by the way. If you guys want to check them out, I'll put them in the show notes, like subtle plug. But I'll put them in the show notes for you guys. You guys can just look at them, check them out. I know that I'm a fiend for looking at other people's like landing pages, marketing strat, all those fun things. But also like, hey, if it's a course that seems good for you, like go for it. You know, we have some amazing downsells and I was able to craft those based off of the frameworks I've created from our higher ticket programs and kind of giving like a little bit of a taste or like these little ideas that I have on like a side tangent where I've honestly been building material for clients and I'm like, hey, we could make this into a mini course. And you know, the thing is about downsells, you might be asking like, well, why can't I start with one? I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying it's the best to start with like quote unquote one-on-one if it's truly not aligned with what you want to do. But why not learn how to give someone the full transformation first and then start to work off the framework that you've built? It just makes making the downsells easier and it makes selling the downsells easier because you already have so much rapport and so much credibility in the space. And so that's why I'm so keen on people starting with the one-on-one side of things. I think it also just gives you the confidence to be such an amazing coach because you know that you're helping someone at such a deep level. You're creating amazing community, you're creating relationships, and that community and relationships piece is the most important piece of anything that you will do inside of your coaching career and scaling your business. So, you know, there's so many different ways you can scale a business. And I've become obsessed recently with creating some mini offers and some downsells. But the truth of the matter is, just from my opinion, is, you know, if you can really start with a one-on-one and if you can be so convicted in building a one-on-one offer that sells, you are going to have such a fruitful business. You're going to be able to build frameworks. You're going to be able to build your own techniques and strategies, which I honestly want to see coaches doing way more nowadays. I would love to see more coaches building their own methods and coining their own methods to get people results because it just sets you apart from everyone else in the crowd, especially if you're a health and fitness coach. Like this is such a necessity in our space if you really want to stand out. It's like get people the best results possible first, then start working on some other projects, okay? Reduce the noise, reduce the chaos in your business, focus on one thing at a time. And if you pick one thing to focus on, let it be your one-on-one coaching offer, okay? If you guys want to learn more about how to craft a signature offer and how to build a brand around this offer so that it's really easy to sell, we launched a program called the Successful Coaches Program. It's a 5-day program. It's only $97, guys. We just launched the first round of it live, and the results were freaking insane, from sales to understanding how to do better with DM outreach because you've really learned what your offer is, how your offer can help people, and how you can get better results, right? So if you guys are struggling with any of this and you want to learn more about how we break down the 5 pillars to creating an amazing offer and then selling that offer to really build a successful coaching business, I will put the link for Successful Coach successful coach down below for you guys. That is all I got for y'all. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening in and tuning into this podcast episode. I will catch you guys in the next one.